Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2024, Progressive Extremism, How to Be a Better You, by Nir Eyal of nearandfar.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your very own personal narrator today and every day. It's not a typical podcast. There are no interviews. And this is short, almost always fewer than 10 minutes. Now, today's author writes a lot about habits with technology and entrepreneurship. So you hear a bunch of his articles being narrated over on Optimal Startup Daily. I'd recommend checking out that podcast for a lot more from him. But this one's a great fit for this show. So with that, let's get right to Nir's post and start optimizing your life. Progressive Extremism, How to Be a Better You, by Nir Eyal of nearandfar.com. I had just finished giving a speech on building habits when a woman in the audience explained, "You teach how to create habits, but that's not my problem. I'm fat." The frustration in her voice echoed throughout the room. "My problem is stopping bad habits. That's why I'm fat. Where does that leave me?" I deeply sympathized with the woman. "I was once clinically obese," I told her. She stared at my lanky frame and waited for me to explain. Whether it's changing our penchant for eating unhealthy food or reining in our predilection for distraction, starting a new routine is very different from breaking an existing habit. For example, creating a habit requires encoding a new set of automatic behaviors, while breaking a habit requires a different set of processes. The brain learns causal relationships between triggers that prompt an action and the associated outcome. If you like to get in the habit of taking a vitamin every day, for instance, the key is to place the pills somewhere in the path of your normal routine, say next to your toothbrush, so you remember to take one each morning before you brush. Doing so daily acts as a reminder until over time, the behavior becomes something done with little or no conscious thought. However, breaking an existing habit is an entirely different story, and the distinction is something many people mischaracterize. For example, Charles Duhigg, author of The Power of Habit, describes a bad cookie-eating habit that added 8 pounds to his waistline. Every day, Duhigg says, he found himself going to the 14th floor of his office building to buy a cookie. When he began to analyze this habit, Duhigg discovered that the real reward for his behavior was not the cookie itself, but the socializing he enjoyed while nom-nom-nomming with coworkers. Once Duhigg figured out that the reward was connecting with friends, he could get rid of the cookie-eating habit by substituting one routine for another. Voila! Duhigg echoes the popular belief that the key to breaking a bad habit is replacing it with another habit. I'm not so sure. Maybe replacing cookies with coworkers did it for Duhigg, but what if you're the kind of person, like me, who loves the hell out of cookies? I was clinically obese precisely because I love cookies, among many other delicious things. For me, ooey gooey chocolate chewy beats chatting it up with Mel from accounting anytime. Where does that leave me? The woman in the audience wanted to know. Having struggled with my own weight for years, there was no way I was going to look her in the face and tell her she should chat it up with her coworkers the next time she has a sugar craving. The progressive extremism technique. When it comes to gaining control over bad habits, like eating food we know isn't good for us or succumbing to distraction, I shared a technique with the women in the audience that worked wonders for me. I call it progressive extremism, and it works particularly well in situations in which substituting one habit for another just won't do. To apply this technique, start by identifying the behavior you want to stop doing. For example, say you'd like to stop eating processed sugar. Taken all at once, cutting out the manufactured sweet stuff is too big of a goal for most people to quit cold turkey. Instead, think of just one specific sugar-laden food you're able to cut from your diet and remove it from your life, sort of like the way a religious adherent or vegetarian gives up pleasures others might enjoy. Make your first elimination choice something you wouldn't really miss and can be gone forever from your diet. That's critical because starting with something relatively small and easy to quit begins the process of changing your habits and your identity for good. To be a better you takes time. Unfortunately, the mistake most well-intentioned people make when attempting the I can't to I don't metamorphosis is biting off more than they can chew. Excuse the pun. For example, do you like candy corn? I sure don't. As a kid, the stuff was always the dregs of my Halloween haul. For me, removing candy corn for life was no big deal, so it was first on my list to ditch forever. I don't eat candy corn, and I never will. Done. The same practice goes for stopping other behaviors that don't serve us. When I decided to stop reading articles in the web browser of my laptop and started using the Pocket app instead, I found it to be an easy elimination I'll never go back to. After picking the behavior you want to give up, be it eating an undesirable food or indulging in a distraction that doesn't serve you, the next step is to write it down along with the date you gave it up for good. This on-paper action marks the shift from a temporary can't to a permanent don't. Once you've achieved that milestone, the final step is to be patient. This transformation takes time. Every few months, review your list of the things you've given up. I have a reminder set in my calendar to review my items every 6 months. Then when you're ready, reevaluate what else you can do. Find another unwanted behavior to remove that meets the criteria of something you can give up for life that you wouldn't really miss. For me, after I kicked candy corn to the curb, I decided to never again have sugary, carbonated drinks in my home. Easy peasy. When it came to digital distraction, I decided to take Facebook off my phone and commit to only use it at my desk instead. No biggie. If the commitment feels like too much, you're doing too much. Each step needs to feel almost effortless, but involves something you can be proud to give up forever. It doesn't matter whether the behavior is related to what you eat or how you use technology. This technique works for any distraction that gets in the way of our values and goals. The process of unwinding bad habits takes years, but progressive extremism is an effective way I've found to stop behaviors that weren't serving me. Occasionally, I look at all the unhealthy things that no longer control me the way they once did. And if I feel up to it, I find new bad habits to slay by making them something I just don't do as part of my new identity. By slowly ratcheting up what you don't do, you invest in a new identity through your record of successfully dropping bad habits from your life. You just listened to the post titled Progressive Extremism, How to Be a Better You by Nir Eyal of nearandfar.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
And thank you to Nir. Nir is spelled N-I-R, just like the website, nearandfar.com. That's N-I-R-andfar.com. And while this is an article on his site, it's actually an excerpt from his book titled Indistractable. So if you liked this post, definitely check out his book. That's always a great way to support the authors who let me narrate their written words. So that should do it for today. Have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll catch you tomorrow with a post from Mr. Money Mustache, regularly featured on Optimal Finance Daily, where your optimal life awaits.